Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Good morning to everyone, and to those who are watching, or by streaming, or listening on radio or other means, good morning to each one of you too. I want to pray in a very special way for all those who have been infected with the virus this week here in Corpus Christi, in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, but especially for those who have died. They continue to amaze us that people we may know, parishioners, have died even this week. So we want to send our hearts and prayers to their families this week and ask God to receive our brothers and sisters, all who have died, into eternal life. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. You are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Your Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, What will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable, just as you once disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Woman, great is your faith. These words come at the end of this gospel, the scene of this gospel, After Jesus had told her, after he first of all had ignored her request, and then later was silent in front of her, and finally told her that it was not right to take the food of the children of Israel and feed it to dogs. After all that, which we would consider today in 2020 total insults, she found the wisdom to see that God was trying her, that her faith was so strong, her faith was so deep, her faith was so solid in this person that she probably didn't even know, because she was a pagan, she was a Canaanite woman, she was not Hebrew. But what she knew, her faith was so strong that she realized he could do for her what she asked, to save her daughter who was in trouble. Woman, great is your faith. When we think of great faith, perhaps we think of people who accomplish great things, who leave home and go across the globe, people who do impossible things in the eyes that are human. But Jesus in the gospel speaks to all of us. We put ourselves into these stories Sunday after Sunday. And so I would ask you today with me to look at your past week. What has your journey, what has your pilgrimage been like? Whom did you meet? With whom did you interact? What challenges were you giving? What disappointments did you have? What mistakes did you make? What sins did you may have committed? That's our journey. That and many, many other things compose our day-to-day, week-by-week pilgrimage of life. And in all of that, especially your challenges, my challenges, to whom did we go? Where did we go for help? After Jesus spoke of himself as the bread of life in the 6th chapter of St. John, many left, couldn't take it. It didn't fit up here. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Right out the door. And Jesus turned to Peter and said, will you go too? He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And so all of those things that we hear from Jesus in relation to himself and faith in him, we find capsulized in this beautiful encounter with a Canaanite woman. And so think of your own journey this week, as if you came to Jesus in one of those difficult moments or one of those challenging moments this week and said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I made a mistake. Lord, help me. I don't understand what's going on. Lord, help me. What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to our faith? And in that moment, it's almost as if Jesus gives you no response. Silence. What do you do? Well, tried once. He didn't answer the phone, so I just move on. Or is that an opportunity to go deeper into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ? Because if we believe he's risen from the dead, we believe he's there. We believe he's right there. We may not feel his presence, but that's what faith is. Not a feeling, not a good feeling, not a quick answer. It's a relationship. It's a relationship with one who said to us, I'm with you always until the end of time. Now more than ever, sisters and brothers, we're being challenged on all fronts. And in the silence sometimes that we feel that we receive from the Lord, it's a silence that's saying, love me more. Don't reject me. Put more faith into me. Spend more time with me. Be with me more. The next moment, we hear Jesus say, send her away, or the disciples saying to Jesus, send her away because she keeps bothering us. She keeps bothering us. And he said, I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Can you imagine us today being insulted? And we stop with the insult? We don't like to be insulted. We don't like to be challenged by another person. Yes, she didn't go away. And Jesus wasn't insulting her. He was stating the truth. But more than that, he wanted to give her an opportunity to believe more. You see, she didn't have a faith in him. And maybe our faith is kind of weak right now too. But he was only doing it to bring her deeper into a relationship with him. And finally, she would not give up. And she came and said, finally, three words, Lord, help me. This is after being rejected, being insulted, and a third time, simply, Lord, help me. You know, there's times in our prayers, brothers and sisters, which become kind of blah, 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 I need this, I need this. And then we go a little bit more. But there's a time on that third time when we have nothing else and we say, Lord, help me. We find that in Jesus himself. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. We give it over to him. That's when faith kicks in. But Jesus tries her one more time and says, you know, it's not right to give the food of the children to dogs. And she even said, but even the dogs have scraps, eat the scraps off the table of the master. Now, the word dog that's used here, sisters and brothers, you probably heard this before. It's like your little poodle, your little chihuahua. It's like your little lap dog. He wasn't using like the street name for Brutus walking down the street wagging his tail. He's talking about the little puppy that's in your house. And she knew that. So she had the wisdom to say, he's not insulting me to the point that I'm hurt. But she was able to come back because her faith was so strong. Her desire to help her daughter was so strong, she would not give up. Even the dogs eat the scraps. And it's at that point, after all those three little trials, which I think for many of us would have turned us away, those three little trials, he said to her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you've asked. We all know what we're going through in these months, and only God knows how long it will last. But it is a time for us of testing. It is a time for us to grow in faith. It is a time for us to say, who am I? What am I made of in my faith life? Is it when it's convenient? Is it when I hear what I want to hear? Is it when it fits my categories? I'm never challenged. If I'm challenged, I can't take that because I already know the truth. No, no. Faith's a journey. Faith's a pilgrimage. When you're on a pilgrimage, and I know some of you have been, you don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes the bus breaks down. Sometimes the food is pretty rotten where the driver stops. Sometimes you stump your toe or break your leg and you become a burden to the other pilgrims. A pilgrimage is about life and all the things that happen in it. This is our pilgrimage. This is our pilgrimage of faith. Today, tomorrow, next week. There's so many things that they say uncertain. Sure there are. That's life. That's the pilgrimage. And it can either be a beautiful pilgrimage, taking advantage of all the consequences, or it can turn us bitter. I was reading this morning, just briefly, an interview that Cardinal Pell did. You may have read. He was in prison for 400 days in Australia, accused of pedophilia. It was finally discovered he was innocent. 400 days in jail, without the Eucharist, but with prayer. And I wondered, could I do that? Could that be part of my pilgrimage? And if it were, would I become bitter? Would I criticize, turn away? You know, we never know. We're given an opportunity. And we should remember, I think, what the book of Hebrews reminds us of when it says, those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. In Proverbs, the Lord disciplines the ones he loves, as a father with his son disciplines. It's a discipline. Not out of anger for us, not because of our sins, it's just life. Because the Lord wants to see what kind of faith do we have. Is it self-serving? Or is it something that identifies us? And that is the final point that I want to make for us today. Our faith is not something private. It's something we share. That's why we're here together. And that's why when this is over, I hope this cathedral fills and all of our churches fill up, because we have faith together. Something we share together, that we strengthen each other. It's not something private. It is personal, but we also share it. And the challenge that I would like to give us in the midst of all this, there's a lot of complaining out there, and I understand that. There's a lot of bitterness. There's a lot of resentment. But ask ourselves, as a believing Catholic Christian, who are we in the midst of that? Are we adding to the bitterness? Are we adding to the anger? Or are we who Jesus calls us to be, a light in the darkness, yeast in the dough? Let's not come through this in however long it takes and say, I should have been a better man of faith. I should have been a greater light to the women in my group. I should have been a better student, a better teenager with my friends, to show them there is a way, there is a person who cares, and there is a one who hears and listens to every prayer we ask. Maker of heaven and earth, of all things. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Today's gospel shows us that no one who sincerely calls upon the Lord will be unanswered. With that confidence now, let us ask for these petitions.
For the church, that we may be a house of prayer for all peoples, welcoming everyone who seeks the Lord with a sincere heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our leaders, that they may observe what is right and do what is just, and in doing so, lead us in pursuing justice and goodness for all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For students, teachers, and administrators at the beginning of a new school year, that they return eager to discover new things, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, that we may be willing to reach out to others and welcome them into our fold, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless all those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Deborah Garza, deceased members of the Mew family, Sam Morales, Gloria Posada, Joe D. Lopez, and for the special intentions of Pablo Treviño, Chin Dalase, and Father Pete Elizardo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our. To conclude our prayer, if you would pray with me on your bulletins, the prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe during the COVID. Holy Virgin,
Virgin of Guadalupe,
Queen of angels and Mother of the Americas, we fly to you today as your beloved children. We ask you to intercede for us with your Son, as you did at the wedding in Cana. Pray for us, loving Mother, and gain for our nation and world, and for all of our families and loved ones, the protection of your holy angels, that we may be spared of the worst of this illness. For those already afflicted, we ask you to obtain the grace of healing and deliverance. Hear the cries of those who are vulnerable and fearful. Wipe out their tears and help them to trust. In this time of trial and testing, teach all of us in the church to love one another and to be patient and kind. Help us to bring the peace of Jesus to our land and to our hearts. We come to you with confidence, knowing that you truly are our compassionate mother, health of the sick and cause of our joy. Shelter us under the mantle of your protection. Keep us in the embrace of your arms and help us always to know your love. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. pray, dear brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering you what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim, You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Jesus taught us to call God Father, and so we now have the courage to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. As we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.